Check us out, facebook.com/generationradio. If you still want to make that pledge, pick up that phone, give us a call, 713-526-5738. This is KPFT 90.1. Coming up next, New Capital Show with Leo Gold. Stay tuned.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the New Capital Show. I'm Leo Gold. Great to be with you on a really very nice day here in Houston. Hope you are having a great day and enjoying the weather. The number here on our pledge drive is 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. Just as last week, the premium that I'm offering to you, $250, you can do full financial planning with me. We'll go through, we'll look at your different financial aspects and characteristics, insurance, mutual funds, 401ks, real estate, blah, 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 blah. We'll produce a report and take a look at what are the challenges that you're facing and what are the keys to you succeeding. For $500, you can meet me in my office, and we'll do the same thing. So you can do it in person or we can do it over the phone, whichever way. $250 gets you the phone consultation, $500 gets you the office consultation, and as I tell people all the time, to do financial planning costs thousands of dollars. That's it. So it's a deal. If this is something you need, you're not going to get it for any more affordable price. 713-526-5738, 526-KPFT. Like I say, if you need to do financial planning, I don't know if stock market's got you down, you feel like you need to revisit assumptions and revisit projections, we can do that together. $250, we'll do a phone consultation. $500, we'll do it inside the office. I want to bring to you today, I think in its entirety, a column from Tom Friedman. Tom Friedman, of course, is one of the great columnists in our country. I mean, he really is. He may be, you know, really, along with Paul Krugman, who is on Democracy Now! This morning. And if you missed it, please stay tuned because it's going to be rebroadcast at 5 o'clock today, and it is a great episode. Amy Goodman sitting down and talking with Paul Krugman, who, by the way, has been on this show several years ago, was a guest of mine, but for the full hour today, talks about his new book and all the things that he thinks are going wrong with the failure of governments to provide liquidity and to make expenditures in order to bring this country and the rest of the world out of recession, depression, as it may be in Europe. But along with Paul Krugman, Tom Friedman of the New York Times is one of the great columnists of this country, truly, and great writers as well. This column that he put out a few days ago, he entitles, "This column is not sponsored by anyone." This column is not sponsored by anyone. This is what he says. He says, "Pouring through Harvard philosopher Michael Sandel's new book, What Money Cannot Buy, The Moral Limits of Markets, I found myself over and over again turning pages and saying, I had no idea. I had no idea that in the year 2000, as Sandel notes, a Russian rocket emblazoned with a giant Pizza Hut logo carried advertising into outer space." Yeah, Doyle, that's right. A Russian rocket with a Pizza Hut logo.
Wow.
Or that in 2001, the British novelist Faye Weldon wrote a book commissioned by the jewelry company Bulgari. And that in exchange for payment, the author agreed to mention Bulgari jewelry in the novel at least a dozen times. "I knew that stadiums are now named for corporations, but I had no idea that now even sliding into home is a corporate-sponsored event," writes Sandel. "New York Life Insurance Company has a deal with 10 Major League Baseball teams that triggers a promotional plug every time a player slides safely into home plate."
This home run was brought to you by...
Yeah. This run. Not even, doesn't even have to be a home run. Just has to be...
Any run.
Just have to cross home plate, apparently. "When the umpire calls the runner safe at home plate..." Well, here it is. "When the umpire calls the runner safe at home plate, a corporate logo appears on the television screen, and the play-by-play announcer must say, 'Safe at home, safe and secure, New York Life.'" This run is brought to you by New York Life. "And while I knew that retired baseball players sell their autographs for $15 a pop, I had no idea that Pete Rose, who was banished from baseball for life for betting, has a website that," Sandel writes, "sells memorabilia related to his banishment. For $299 plus shipping and handling, you can buy a baseball autographed by Rose and inscribed with an apology. I'm sorry I bet on baseball." Amazing.
Well, that's kind of like the Charlie Sheen thing. I knew it was just a matter of time.
How do we get a gig like that, Doyle?
Well, you disgrace yourself.
Oh, okay.
You just got to figure out a way to make it work, right?
Yeah. "For $500, Rose will send you an autographed copy of the document banishing him from the game."
And for $2,000, Bill Clinton will send you a blue dress, specially marked.
Friedman goes on to say, "I had no idea that in 2001, an elementary school in New Jersey became America's first public school to sell naming rights to a corporate sponsor. In exchange for a $100,000 donation from a local supermarket, it renamed its gym ShopRite of Brooklawn Center. A high school in Newburyport, Mass., offered naming rights to the principal's office for $10,000. By 2011, 7 states had approved advertising on the sides of school buses."
Wow.
Yeah, because we don't want to actually pay taxes for the buses, so they're going to be brought to you by some company.
It's really sad when there's children involved, I think, because they're so susceptible, susceptible to...
Yeah. "Seen in isolation, these commercial encroachments seem innocuous enough." Do they? "But Sandel sees them as signs of a bad trend. Over the last 3 decades, he states, we have drifted from having a market economy to becoming a market society. A market economy is a tool, a valuable and effective tool, for organizing productive activity. which those of you who listen to the show know I wholeheartedly agree with. But a market society is a place where everything is up for sale. It is a way of life where market values govern every sphere of life. Why worry about this trend? Because, Sandel argues, market values are crowding out civic practices. When public schools are plastered with commercial advertising, they teach students to be consumers rather than citizens. When we outsource war to private military contractors, and when we have separate shorter lines for airport security for those who can afford them, the result is that the affluent and those of modest means live increasingly separate lives. And the class mixing institutions and public spaces that forge a sense of common experience and shared citizenship get eroded. This reach of markets into every aspect of life was partly a result of the end of the Cold War, Sandel argues, when America's victory was interpreted as a victory for unfettered markets, thus propelling the notion that markets are the primary instruments for achieving the public good. It was also the result of Americans wanting more public services than they were willing to pay taxes for, thus inviting corporations to fill in the gap with school gyms brought to you by ShopRite. Sandel is now a renowned professor at Harvard, but we first became, and this is Tom Friedman writing, but we, Tom Friedman and Professor Sandel, first became friends when they grew up together in Minneapolis in the 1960s. Both our fathers took us to the 1965 World Series when the Dodgers beat the Twins in 7 games. In 1965, the best tickets in Metropolitan Stadium cost $3. Bleachers were $1.50. Sandel's third deck seat to the World Series cost $8. Today, alas, not only are most stadiums named for companies, but the wealthy now sit in skyboxes, even at college games, that cost tens of thousands of dollars a season, and hoi polloi sit out in the rain. Throughout our society, we are losing the places and institutions that used to bring people together from different walks of life. Sandel calls this the skyboxification of American life, and it is troubling. Unless the rich and poor encounter one another in everyday life, it is hard to think of ourselves as engaged in a common project. At a time when to fix our society, we need to do big, hard things together, the marketization of public life becomes one more thing pulling us apart. The great missing debate in contemporary politics, Sandel writes, is about the role and the reach of markets. We should be asking where markets serve the public good and where they do not belong, he argues. And we should be asking how to rebuild class-mixing institutions. Professor Sandel concludes, democracy does not require perfect equality, but it does require that citizens share in a common life. For this is how we learn to negotiate and abide our differences, and how we come to care for the common good. That is a piece from Thomas Friedman. Tom Friedman, this column is not sponsored by anyone. He calls that article, and I tell you, this radio station is not sponsored by anyone except by all of you who are listening to it.
Speaking of which, thanks for that call.
Thank you for the call. This radio station is not sponsored by anyone except for you, the listener. The very thing that Tom Friedman is talking about in this article and that Professor Michael Sandel highlights in his book, What Money Can't Buy, The Moral Limits of Markets. I don't know. Maybe we should offer that book today.
It's up to you. That's a good idea.
I don't know if we can do that spur of the moment.
Well, I think we can.
We can?
You just make up a number.
All right. For $75, the What Money Can't Buy, money will buy you the book, What Money Can't Buy, The Moral Limits of Markets. How's that?
Perfect.
Let Betty know, Doyle.
All right, I'll be right back.
This radio station is not sponsored by anyone but you. And Pledge Drive is the time that we ask you to make your sponsorship. You know, we call it various things. We call it donations. We call it memberships. Yes, all those things are true. You are a member. You are a donor. But you also are a sponsor. You sponsor our radio station so that we don't get involved in having to have other interests sponsor the radio station. That's the model that we have elected here, and it is a model that is really not present anywhere else on the radio. And the reasons that we do what we do and the way that we do it are exactly described in this piece that I just presented to you. That we are not just trying to avoid taint. You know, it's not just about that. We are trying to provide a place in society. We are trying to provide a place in our community. We are trying to provide a place that is not skyboxified. We are trying to provide a place that is representative of democracy in this country, literally. A place where citizens can share in common life and learn about differences and how to care for the common good. We don't feel here at KPFT, we don't see that there is another institution on the radio that quite fulfills that mission the way that we do. We don't think any other station is in a position to do it. We know that other stations like 88.7 near us on the dial do a very wonderful job of presenting material that is produced by a very high quality organization, most of it based in Washington, D.C. But it's not local. It's not out of this community. Doesn't mean we don't have deep respect for 88.7. I do. We do. At 90.9, the station at TSU that does such a wonderful job of presenting jazz music also comes close and is a great representative and a great rock in the black community here in Houston. It is a beacon. Maybe a few others. But beyond that and beyond those stations, we believe that KPFT, unique in that it brings programmers like me from within our community, where the content literally that is being presented on the radio station is out of the community, of the community, and for the community. We feel that exactly what Tom Friedman is talking about in this column, is not sponsored by anyone, he calls it. A discussion about the need to have institutions that are free of, you know, total market forces, that are free of nonstop, constant, paid-for advertising. Doesn't mean there's not a place for advertising, yes, but constant, unrelenting, everything is for sale, every minute of our airtime. We feel that we uniquely bring a perspective and an asset to the community that is vital to keep going. And Tom Friedman's article echoes that. Tom Friedman is coming, remember, our greatest current columnist, certainly one of them, easily. Guy who writes two columns a week in the New York Times, many of which get turned into best-selling books, which are number one in the nation immediately upon release. Tom Friedman is saying, why do we not have institutions like the old baseball games used to be? You pay your ticket, you watch the game. Why is it now that you pay your ticket and it's just the beginning of them trying to extract value from you? You know, and of course we know Facebook is going public tomorrow, right? And we know that for them to justify this huge valuation that they're going to get, they're going to have to start throwing things at you left and right when you log on to Facebook. You know? So Facebook isn't going to be the old Facebook. I heard on the way over here, by the way, that now when you sign out of Facebook, you get a big ad. And that ad is sold to one entity every day for $700,000. And today it was Samsung or something like that. All right, so it's just starting. So Tom Friedman, our greatest columnist, one of our greatest writers, and a great thinker as well, a great world traveler, a person who really understands the need to reinvent the American project. He understands it in so many different ways, from the technological to the political to the geographic to the cultural. He understands it. And here he is calling for institutions that are not controlled, not for sale, by other interests.
Such as KPFT.
Yeah. And here, we are the answer. We are the answer. We are one of the answers to what Tom Friedman is calling for. We exist. We've existed for 42 years. As Tom Friedman watches and discusses the findings of Professor Michael Sandel and how this concept of something of the community, something civic, remember that word, civic. These things no longer exist. They're gone away. People used to have a perception that baseball is a civic event. You pay your ticket and you can participate in civic. Now you pay your ticket and you're the butt of advertising from Budweiser and New York, whatever, Life, and so on. So we are here for you in all of our civicness. We are, we think, a civic institution. And so we come to you during our pledge drives with that in mind, the fact that we are not just a radio station, not just a community. We're not just composed of volunteers who are coming out of the community. We are a civic institution here in Houston, Texas, here on the dial at 90.1 FM KPFT. That is our appeal to you. That's it in a nutshell. Do you wish to support us, and do you wish to view us as a civic institution worthy of being continued at a time when so many civic institutions are falling by the wayside? Our public schools, up for sale. Our school buses, up for sale. Our baseball stadiums, up for sale. You know, our street signs, up for sale. You know, the grocery carts in the grocery store, up for sale. Can you help us say, even if we're the last thing standing that is not up for sale, will we allow something like KPFT to continue as an institution that is civic, a civic institution that is paid for by you, the listener? And only by you, the listener, so that you get what you want. 713-526-5738, 526-KPFT. That is the number to call today. And we come to you during these pledge drives a few times a year and ask you to step up and sponsor this important civic institution. 713-526-5738. I hope you're hearing that number. I hope you're pressing that number into your smartphone. Right?
Go to kpft.org.
You can
donate there as well. You know, I mean, we've got a new website, thanks to Patrick. He's been working tirelessly to update the look and design of the site. And you know what? We are not selling out.
Let's see how it looks.
In a world full of corporations that are begging to you know, relying on companies and baseball organizations and schools to sell themselves out to these corporations, we are a radio station that does not do that. We do depend on your finances, and we do depend on your support. And it, you know, any contribution over $40 means that you become a member of the station. And I think that maybe people overlook how powerful that is, because as a member, you can actually come into board meetings. You can actually join the board if you'd like to do that. And you can make a change for the better, in kind of develop this radio station in the way that you would like to see and hear it become. And, that's a whole lot better than allowing corporations to come in and, redesign this radio station. I mean, we're not going to do that. And the only way we can keep from doing that is with your support. So we really would like to impress on you that you call in right now at 713-526-5738 if you support community radio, if you support radio that isn't sold out, if you support
Civic institutions.
If you support a radio station that actually is a reflection of the community that you're from, multicultural and multi-opinioned.
Yeah. Multicultural, certainly multi-opinioned is right. And that's key. There is no monolithic opinion here. It is a place of multiple opinions. I hear our friends out in Pledge Central joining us to give us an update. I also hear the phone ringing, and that really is music to my ears as I hear the response coming from the listening audience out there, 713-526-5738, 526-KPFD. Who are we joined by there in Pledge Central?
You're joined by Robin.
My friend Robin Lewis. Robin, how are you?
Fine. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good. Well, Howard is on phone number one, taking a pledge, I hope. Mm-hmm. We still have three lines open, and we have eager volunteers here to answer the phones. They want to talk to the people out there. 713-526-5738. And this is time for you to show your support for this show. We know a lot of people like it. We already had a couple people call in and said they wanted to comment. They're very intrigued by what you're saying.
Oh.
They can also pledge and support you keeping on saying it.
If you don't mind, let me say something about Leo. Leo is someone who comes on here every week and not only helps people understand how to use their finances to the best of their abilities, but how to invest in their life. And I think that makes a big difference. And I've never heard a program like this where someone that's an expert economist is also such a good person in terms of explaining to people where to invest their life in, how, you know, what relationships to invest in, what types of activities to invest your time with. And I think KPFT is definitely one of those places and radio stations and organizations that you can feel proud to invest your time and your money into. And we're inviting you not only to, you know, not only to pledge your hard-earned money, but also to pledge your influence and your time and to become part of this radio station. And, you know, if that's too much for you to do, do what you can, you know, and we can set up all sorts of payment options for you. We can work it out however you need it done. We can set up automatic payments per week, per month, at whatever level that you need to be done. We are very flexible, and we just want you to be a part of this big operation and project that we call Pacifica Radio.
Speaking of closing civic institutions, Doyle, and thank you for those kind words as always.
You're welcome.
You are a help to me and a friend. Postal Service to consolidate 48 processing centers in the coming months. Dateline Washington, the Postal Service announced on Thursday that it would begin consolidating 48 mail processing centers beginning in July. The first phase of a cost-cutting plan that is intended to save the agency nearly $1.2 billion a year as it tries to adjust to declining mail volume. And, you know, so the consolidation of the Postal Service goes on. The Postal Service employs an enormous number of people. I think it's like 500,000 people. It's a huge, huge number of people. And even the Postal Service, that civic institution, the people who deliver your mail and have delivered your mail for all your life is coming under enormous pressure in today's world. So here we are saying, you know, if we're not careful, all of our civic institutions, postal services and postal processing centers and elementary schools and school buses, you know, it's all gonna. So here's what we can do today. If you really feel like this is important, the civic institution in KPFT here at 90.1 FM, this is a Houston civic institution that we want to keep on the air. 713-526-5738. And here are the thank you gifts. Betty's just handed me this incredibly well put together schedule. So let me just run it down. Okay, the $500 level, an in-office financial planning meeting with me. You will leave with a much greater picture of what are your opportunities and challenges and what you need to do, as Doyle said, to get money working in your life. You know, and that's what money should be doing. Money should be making your life go more smoothly. That is what the money is for. It's not just to hoard it, you know. It's to make your life work and to give you some breathing room and some space to make good decisions about how you want to conduct your life. Because, let's face it, we're not here for very long on this earth. None of us is. And the most precious thing we have is time. And so we can talk, you can come in my office, we'll talk about money and time and life and put it all together. $250, we'll do it over the phone. It's not as, you know, it's not as intimate, obviously. It's not as immediate, but we do a pretty good job over the phone. If you send me information, I'll put it together into an understanding that I can then have a phone conversation with you and discuss with you the details about what you need to do. So if $250 is more your price level, fine. Full financial planning, we'll do it by phone. Look at this. Ask and you will receive. $75, the book What Money Cannot Buy, The Moral Limits of Markets, which I just brought to you a little bit of description of, courtesy of Tom Friedman's article at the $75 level. We'll send you that book. So if that piece I presented to you today really got you interested, you felt like, wow, I'd like to own that book, I'd like to read more about what Michael Sandel is talking about, the moral limits of markets, then for $75, we'll get it out to you. Manisha Thakur, my good friend and fellow advisor, her book is called Get Financially Naked. Get Financially Naked. It's a book about money for couples. It is exciting, sure. Better than sex, getting financially naked. And people need it. As I presented last week, you know, this survey from TD Ameritrade talks all about the, you know, the difficulties that couples have going into marriage, being in relationships, and so forth. So at the $100 level, Get Financially Naked by my friend Manisha Thakur. $75, a book that I really love, The 7 Stages of Money Maturity by George Kinder. George is a mentor of mine, well-known as the father of life planning, the movement in financial advisory to help focus on people's lives, and his first book was 7 Stages of Money Maturity. At the $800 level, all books, you get them all, and the in-office financial planning consultation. So that's the mega pack. That's what Betty is calling this, the Leo mega pack.
Go for it.
Go for it. At $800, all books, and an in-office financial planning consultation with me. So 7-1, yeah, go ahead, Doyle.
Oh, and we can set up those payments however you need them. Also, this is a good way to write off some tax money.
Yeah, that's right. Think about that, too, is that you get to get a financial planning session that's tax deductible itself. Never even thought about that.
There you go.
You ought to be an advisor.
Hey, if I could make some money doing it, I would.
What a great idea. So really the $500 cost is less whatever your marginal tax rate is. 713-526-5738. That's the thing you've got to do. You got to call that number. 713-526-KPFT. It all sounds great. It sounds wonderful. It sounds like, A, you want to sponsor KPFT. You want to be here for the radio station. You want to recognize the civic institution. You want the civic institution to continue. You know, that's A. B, you love these thank you gifts. You need some financial planning. You want to do it either on the phone or in the office. And even if you don't need financial planning, you think you've got it covered, great books, What Money Cannot Buy, The Moral Limits of Markets, or Get Financially Naked, if you want to talk about getting financially naked with your honey.
Why not?
For a lot of people, it's the hardest thing.
When the money's right, everything else seems to go okay, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying it's a lot easier for people to get, you know, literally naked than to get financially naked.
Oh, of course.
With their beloved. It's just one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So this book will help you get financially naked. And you know, it can be very important so that there's not miscommunications and difficulties in one partner in the relationship making assumptions that the other partner may be going on totally different assumptions. Mm. And the whole behavior in the relationship may be going wrong because of that. Very, very possible. If you're not able to be financially naked, open, honest with your partner, can present large problems. So this book by Manisha Thakur, Get Financially Naked. At the $100 level, yeah.
That's the demise of a lot of relationships. Money, right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, they say the number one cause. Or
is
something.
It really?
That's what
Who
I
Who says that?
Well, they.
They say that. Yeah, they do. They say that, huh? They always say stuff, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They just keep saying stuff and giving us facts and figures. And then The Seven Stages of Money Maturity by George Kinder, $75 level. That is the word. Let's take a quick break and go to you, Doyle. Can we do that? Can we, I don't know, we take some music or do some traffic or some
let's
weather?
Start. We got some special music for you.
All right. I love it.
If you got it, you don't need it. If you need it, you don't got it. You don't get it, shame on you. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Them that have it, get more of it. The less they need it, the more they love it. And it sticks to them like glue. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Ask the rich man, he'll confess, money can't buy happiness. Ask the poor man, he don't doubt, but he'd rather be miserable with than without. If you spend it, please be wiser. If you save it, you're a miser.
All right, we need you to call in 713-526-5738. We need you right now to invest in community radio. We're relying on your interaction and support. Let me give you a couple things to look out for on the roadways today. There's two roadway incidences over off of 45 in the 610 North Loop. One of them's on 45 northbound at 610, and the other is 610 northbound east. 610 North Loop eastbound at Airline. And if you are headed north on 45, it is a standstill all the way from downtown past the 610 North Loop. There's also an accident at 610 West Loop northbound at Furnace Place. And if you are headed south on 610 West Loop, expect delays all the way from 59 over to 288 South. That's about all there is to report with traffic today. Leo, let's get back to raising some money. What do you think?
Yeah, they'll have to look out for me on those highways if we don't get 713-526-573. No, I'm kidding. I'm just joking. We don't make threats. Not productive. And I mean that. Threatening is not the way at KPFT. We leave that to other, other people in society to threaten and cause fear. Our way is different. We try to bring you knowledge and information as we understand it and as we apprehend it. That's an important word, how we apprehend things. The great German philosopher Hegel talked about apprehension, and it goes beyond the idea of just thinking and information coming to you. That's important, but it gets into the realm of how do things strike you? You know, and are you able to discern between what is true and what is not based upon how it strikes you? Mm. And I think that here at the station, we understand that peace in the world is the way. That launching wars that are wasteful and aggressive and counterproductive, we apprehend. It doesn't just mean that we know. It's not just in our heads. We apprehend. We fully understand that is not the way to lead a country forward into the future.
It seems to me that the people that try to influence us into believing in war, they tend to think that it makes financial sense because it actually supports the wallets of those very few people that own those businesses that make tanks, that like Halliburton, that go overseas and really reap the benefits of such. But us common persons who are paying taxes, it really, depletes our funds here. And it's probably the main source of economic woes in this country.
It is a hard thing to totally comprehend, Doyle. You're absolutely right. I mean, people try to think about how does this happen? How do we launch wars? What causes it? And yes, those economic interests are certainly at the heart of it. But you know, if you go even deeper, it is the delusion that you can affect change in a way that is positive for you by aggression, and that is not possible. That is not possible to do that. And you know, over my life, I've seen this country launch wars repeatedly, and as far as I can tell, the return on investment for those activities has been disastrous. It's been a negative return. And I believe because the defense budget, the military budget, has been such a dominant place. You know, if you go back to 1962, it was half of all federal spending was spent on wars and nuclear arms races. And all of that money, you know, got invested in those places. And it's hard for me to see that we have return on it. And so here we are, and this is one of the points that Paul Krugman was making this morning and that you'll hear again at 5 o'clock, is that we have these deficits, yes, but you know, the deficits have been caused by tax cuts that were made in the Bush years, wars that were launched in Iraq and Afghanistan that were not paid for, and then the resulting effect of all this has been a breakdown in the financial functioning of the banking system. If functioning of the banking system and functioning in the economy. And as New Capital Show, and as we talk about on a weekly basis, we see that what is critical isn't so much do the Greeks stay in the euro or not stay in the euro, you know, do the French stay in the euro or not stay in the euro, is there deficit spending or not deficit spending. The question is always, can we allocate capital to projects that are good projects? You know, it doesn't matter if it's debt spending or deficit spending or equity spending or tax spending or spending that's being spent in euros or being spent in some other currency. The issue is, what projects are we spending money on? That is the only thing that is ultimately going to get countries, communities, cities, states, and the earth itself and the globe and the population itself going forward, is the ability to discern between good projects and bad projects. And as I always say, we think this is a good project. KPFT is a good project because we continue to bring light and enlightenment about things that need to be known by the general population. And I'm constantly, my mind is constantly blown whenever I'm just like you all, driving in your car or listening at home or whatever the case is, and I'll turn something on and I think, gosh, I would not hear what I just heard. Whoever I just heard, whatever interview, whatever I just heard, whatever words, whatever expressions, whatever ideas, I would not hear on any other radio station. I just wouldn't. They wouldn't exist. They might discuss the same issue. You know, they might allude to the same set of facts even. But the discussion is totally different, often biased against a position that we might be taking here on KPFT. We go totally against the grain. And we feel that in going totally against the grain, we actually go totally with the grain, ultimately. Meaning we totally go with the power of people, the power of all animals and all species, the power of the planet. Mm. And so that is why we have to go against, because so many institutions in the world have got themselves crosswise with the natural way of people, the natural way of peace, the natural way of being. And so that is why we're perceived as going against the grain, because really we go with the grain. We're going with the true grain of all things. 713-526-5738, 526-KPFT, to show that you too are in accord with all of these things that are important. People, place, earth, species, capital.
we're trying not to just get by. We're trying to be fruitful here, you know, and we want to be able to see this station and this network, Pacifica.
Multiply.
Yeah, of course.
Fruitful and multiply.
Right. And, you know, in a world where we're paying all these taxes for things like war, that's going towards making very select few amount of people rich and the rest of us broke and ruining our national economy, forcing our schools to make budget cuts and forcing the schools to even put corporate slogos for our kids to be brainwashed by. You know, we really need some other information.
Otherwise.
Yeah. And, you know, in what you said about the other news sources bringing opinions about certain things that may be discussed here, usually they do so with having two different opposing sides, and they make it, there's no gray area. You know, you've got someone that hates something and then someone that hates another thing, and they're arguing against each other. And the reason why there's no gray area there is because the corporate interests aren't really interested in the gray area, and here we have the freedom to do so. But like they say, with freedom comes great responsibility, and that great responsibility is for the community to become involved, because this is a community radio station. 713-526-5738 to make that involvement come true and to be a part of this radio station. If you've already pledged, you know, give us a call and see what else you can pledge. If you're a returning member, that's beautiful. If you have never pledged before, we encourage you to do so, because we know you're listening and we know that you can be a part of this radio station. We're trying to reach out to other people, to new people, to young people, to anyone that's inspired to be inspired and to inspire. Please give us a call, 713-526-5738.
That is the number. And by the way, when Doyle's talking about corporations, I got a lot of friends in corporations. I have no problem with corporations. We need corporations to fulfill large projects and large development. The objection when I talk about corporations is only that corporations should be playing their role in our economy, and only that role. They shouldn't be attempting to play roles that they're not naturally entitled to play, any more than teachers should be playing a role that they shouldn't be playing, or I should be playing a role that I shouldn't be playing. So many of you listening work for corporations. You are welcome here at KPFT. I want you to know that. On some shows, you may not feel welcome. On the New Capital Show, and this was always one of the goals of New Capital Show, this is your show. If you work in companies and you work in corporations, you know that your organization running in accord with the planet and running in accord with other people. And I've met so many people through my work here at KPFT who do work for corporations, who do care. You are critical, and we want you to keep working there. We want you to help change your organizations. We believe in you, and we believe in your organization as well, that companies are critical. 713-526-5738. We just want to make sure that the marketplace also is governed by proper regulations, and that companies recognize and are willing to live with those regulations as the people define them. 713-526-5738, 526-KPFT is the number to call. The phones really sound like they've been going, Robin, to, you know, give me some good news.
Yeah, all of a sudden, all the phones rang, and all the phones are occupied right now. So we
Wonderful.
Have a bingo going on right now. So we'll have several people to thank in just a minute. 713-526-5738. Call us.
Call us. And just here, I'm going to go through the thank you gifts again, because it's been a few minutes since I did it, and then I'm going to give you a little piece of solar panel news that is just off the wire on the New York Times. But at the $500 level, if you need financial planning, if you need a financial planning 360 consultation at the $500 level, you can meet with me in my office. If you don't want to spend that much, you want to spend $250, we can do it by phone. You'll send me your information, and we'll talk by phone, and I'll point out where I think you need to make some adjustments, what opportunities and challenges are there for you. At $75 level, the book that Tom Friedman talked about in the piece that I presented at the top of the show, What Money Cannot Buy, The Moral Limits of Markets. The Moral Limits of Markets by Michael J. Sandel, professor at Harvard University. At the $75 level, you can pick that book up. Manisha Thakur, the book Get Financially Naked, How to Talk About Money with Your Honey, talk about money with your honey at the $100 level. Manisha Thakur's book. Manisha is a good friend of mine and a great, great thinker, writer, and personality about money. George Kinder, the $75 level, seven stages of money maturity. If you have trouble, and I'll just give you a little bit about that book. If you have trouble with money, if you have certain obsessions about it, fears that really hobble you and cause you difficulty, and oh, yeah, that's all of you but me, right? Listen, we all do. And this is the book that talks about how to get more maturity about money, how to graduate from immaturity, either not caring about it enough, which is one form of immaturity about money, or caring about it too much, which is another form of immaturity about money. So like so many things, it discusses the middle way, the balanced way, the real way is the mature way. Seven Stages of Money Maturity by George Kinder at the $75 level. And as Betty has put it all together into what she calls the Leo Mega Pack. Wow, that sounds like it sounds like it could be at a show somewhere in Las Vegas. The Leo Mega Pack. It's where my mind's at. Yeah. The Get Financially Naked book is part of the Leo Mega Pack. At the $800 level in the Leo Mega Pack, all books in a financial planning office consultation. Give us a call, 713-526-5738. 713-526-KPFT is the number to call. News off the wire here. Keith Bradshaw and Diane Cardwell of New York Times report that the U.S. is prepared to slap, is going to slap high tariffs on Chinese solar panels. The U.S. Commerce Department announced on Thursday today the imposition of anti-dumping tariffs of more than 31% on solar panels from China, a decision certain to infuriate Chinese officials already upset.
Good.
The anti-dumping decision is one of the largest in American history, covering one of the largest and fastest-growing categories of imports from China. So, you know, our panels just got more expensive. But, you know, it may have to be that way in order to get fair trade and reasonable bilateral trading agreements and bilateral trading operations between the United States and China.
Hey, Leo.
Yeah.
I was in the engraving store at the Galleria today. Had to get something engraved. And nothing there is very cheap.
At the engraving store at the Galleria?
Yeah, nothing there is very cheap. But I was looking around, and everything had a sticker on it that said, guess what?
Made in China.
Made in China.
Sure.
And I'm just imagining the people there making these things.
Yep.
And just kind of wishing that there were people here making things like that. You know, it's like, you know.
Well, I mean, this is something that KPFT has been talking about for a long, long time, Doyle. You know, back in the days, in the late 80s and early 90s, you could have heard people at KPFT talking about the potential risk and harm that the shipping of jobs out of the United States and overseas. And, of course, at that time, jobs went to Japan and Indonesia and, I don't know, Singapore and places like that. And, yes, to a certain extent, you're going to see industries move over time into lower-cost, lower-wage areas. I don't think there's any way about that. But that's different things naturally moving than just a wholesale effort by U.S. companies to drive down their costs down to nothing and ending up with compromised product quality, because that's really what we've gotten. It's one thing if they are able to produce in the same quality as we are here in the United States or in places like Germany, but they can't in China. And we have given away our jobs for cheaper things, and not just cheaper in terms of the price, but certainly in terms of the quality also. And I think a lot of Americans who are working class are now looking up and saying, I don't see that the trade that I have made and people like me and in my community have made, I don't see that those trades that we were convinced were going to be good for us, that those have been good for us.
Not to mention the environmental stamp of shipping things like that halfway across the world.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think I told you about, you know, this bottle of water that came from Norway. We ship bottled water shipped from Norway, you know, to some expensive restaurant that they serve. Just blew my mind. We're shipping water from Norway. You've got to be kidding me. But we are. And it's really, really something. We have a lot to do, my friends, in our lives. We have a lot of changes to make environmentally. We have to make changes to social justice issues. We have to make changes to our local communities and our national community. We have to make changes to the world. We at KPFT are partners with you in making change. We are your partners We are critical partners. Imagine if KPFT was not on the air and how much harder it would be for organizations here in Houston to get the word out about the change that they are trying to bring, whether it's in the arts or in the environment or in social justice or in politics or in economics, you name all of the areas, in education, in health, so many different areas. KPFT sits at the center. We are a civic institution. As I said, we are the civic institution, the type that Tom Friedman is talking about creating and talking about how concerned he is that we are losing. KPFT is here, and we want to stay here. 713-526-5738. I am so thrilled. I just hear the phones have been going for the last 30 minutes, and that's exactly what we need here at KPFT. 526-KPFT. 713-526-5738. Keep it coming. And if you want to make your sponsorship, if you want to become a sponsor of KPFT, because you are the only sponsor, there are no others, you can also do it online at kpft.org. Robin, tell us how we're doing out there.
Oh, we're doing pretty well. Uh-huh. We have several people to thank.
Let's do it.
I'd like to thank Nicole from Houston. She's making a green pledge, which means we send her a receipt via email and not through the snail mail.
Not through the postal service that's getting shut down.
Makes one think.
Yeah.
Next, we'd like to thank returning member Jackie from Pearland, making a very generous pledge
to this show. Thank you, Jackie.
A member of the Anonymous family.
Yep.
Appears once again, returning member, making a donation to New Capital.
Thank you, Anonymous. And by the way, you know, there's no better gift than other gifts, but, you know, people who give anonymously, it's a wonderful thing because it's a true gift. It says there's nothing I'm looking for. And frankly, all of our sponsors here at KPFT, Robin, give in that way. I've never seen mm-hmm. such a selfless giving spirit. You know, if you go to certain religious institutions and other places and schools and universities, you know, people only give if they get their name on something, right?
Yeah.
And we just don't really have any of that here at KPFT. It's a very beautiful thing. Anyway, go on. I interrupted you.
All right. Well, we have a new member, Patricia Phillips from Houston.
Thank you, Patricia.
She loves the station, loves the things you won't hear anywhere else,
right.
Which is the truth.
That is the truth.
And we have another pledge working. Now we have three phones open. We have people to answer them. 713-526-5738. It's not too late to get your
It is not, but it's getting late though, Robin.
Yeah, but it's not too late.
It's not too late, but it's kind of creeping up on it.
It is, but it's not too late.
It's not too late, but look, I mean, we got to be honest with each other. The clock says 3:56 and 45, 46, 47. I mean, we've only got about 3 minutes left, or 3 or 4 minutes left. So Robin's correct. Technically, she's right. It's not too late, and it isn't going to be too late. But if you want to get in on today's edition of New Capital Show, if you want to help me, frankly, book revenue for the station, book sponsorship for the station under my show and under me, it's kind of, we're at the point here. You got to do it. 713-526-5738. And Robin says there are three phone lines open, available to take your calls, 526-KPFT, to show that you want to support this civic institution, an institution that is sponsored only by you and by no one else but you. We've got lots of thank you gifts, financial planning, consultations with me over the phone or in the office, books, What Money Can't Buy, Get Financially Naked, Seven Stages of Money Maturity. Frankly, you could pick almost anything in our huge binder of different thank you gifts. If there's some music or something you heard about this morning, fine. Or this afternoon with the Generation Crew. Whatever it is, we will be happy to fulfill your wants. But
you don't even have to have the money up front. Just make that pledge, and we can work out any kind of payment schedule that you need.
That's true. But you'll need to get the money, though, within a reasonable amount of time. But that's correct. Technically, you don't have to have it. 713-526-5738.
And Leo, we'd also like to thank our returning member, George from Cyprus, who called in last.
Thank you, George. I got to tell you, I find that, I don't know, George seems to me to be like the most common member name at KPFT.
There are a lot of Georges.
Aren't there lots of Georges?
Yeah.
I just feel like there are lots of Georges around KPFT. And that is appropriate because, of course, the first president of the United States, George Washington. And I think that, dollar bills. I think that is exactly what's going on. We have lots of Georges who feel, because of their names, they feel that civic pride in KPFT. So all of you out there named George, but frankly, if you're named George, Sally, Betty, Robin, Doyle, or Leo, whatever your name is, we welcome your call today. 713-526-5738. We are there, and I am out. Stay tuned for KPFT Local News.
We get letters, emails, and phone calls saying thanks. Thanks for playing a piece of music. Thanks for keeping listeners up to date on events in our area. Thanks for introducing our fans to new talent. Now we're asking you to say thanks in a very tangible way. We're asking you to make a pledge. When you call with your contribution, you'll be providing us with the resources we need to keep bringing you the new talent, to keep informing you on events at clubs and concert halls, to bring you great news, to keep playing that favorite tune you can hear nowhere else. Call now with your pledge. 713-526-5738. That's 713-526-KP.